Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There are so many who would ask, why do you come to a Hindu temple on Kauai? There are thousands who will hear this particular message. Beyond those who sit in front of me on this beautiful day on Kauai. And the answer is because the core truth of Lemuria is here. The founder of this temple, a giant in Hinduism, adored by millions, called it correctly when he saw the truth of not only what he believed, but also more. He envisioned something, a connection, that would bring this temple here to honor Pleiadian energy, Lemurian energy, and the fact that we came from the stars. There are very few places on Earth that will tie these things together like this one. I want to tell you something, as long as we're here, about that which we have just seen, which is the Hindu master. If you look into the eyes of that man or his devotees, and you say to him, I'm a Christian, he will smile and congratulate you for your choice and tell you you're in the right place at the right time. He will shake your hand and mean it. He will not evangelize you. He will not tell you that you're wrong. And this is what we have always taught, that there are levels of enlightenment for all and graduation, inevitably, is where you come to that which we've called the spark or the explosion to enlightenment. And some of you are at the cusp. Because you are here, you start to understand not just esoteric things, but things which are above that which is in 3D. Things which you must trust are there because the God inside you is about to show and tell and be something greater than simply a human being. There was a time, dear ones, when you were on this planet, and we've told you this before, when you were in teaching and learning, and there was a clearness and an understanding. You can see it in civilizations all over the planet that have devolved. And one of them, recently, we were in and we told you that the ancient beginning dynasties of Egypt understood core truth. And you could see it on the walls. In fact, you can see some of the principles that were taught right here a moment ago from the Hindu master. Truth is truth, and the shades of it are the school of learning. And in this, I tell you yet again, you are in an age now, an age that has even been named this day by the Hindu master, that would speak of an evolvement that is going on, that we call the shift, where light is starting to come in certain ways that will affect everything you do. And the whole reason I am here and teaching is to prepare you for that. It is tough to come up against that which is darkness that has been here for so long. It is tough to go against the grain of the kinds of things that human have done with human forever. And we've spoken about it. We've spoken about some of the most corrupt things starting to have light. And that is to say that you're able to see them. You heard this today, even from the Swami. The Swami even mentioned that there's still a kind of slavery on the planet, even though the basic kind perhaps has been outlawed for years. There is still the one we say is coming into revelation. And that is the slavery of children for sex. and that this will be revealed to such a way, and the scope of it will be shameful. And who is funding it will be shameful. And it's coming. And when it does, there are those who will say the earth is doomed because it's so bad and so awful and so corrupt, never understanding it's been with you for 1,000 years. Light is coming, and in the process, old soul, we need you to put on the mantle, to put on the armor of a light worker. Because you are going to be the ones who are karmically prepared for the next lesson. And whether you're here, or whether you're coming, whether it's the next lifetime we are speaking about or this, it doesn't matter. Your one soul will simply go through the lessons, but this one is different. For now you're going to come into that which has been expected in an evolved earth and an evolved time, where you will actually start saying, I have God inside. Question today, even to the Swami, where is God? And I have said it over and over, and it's the same thing the Swami said. Look around. In every leaf, in every molecule, in every consciousness is God. Hinduism, the first organized spiritual system on the planet. And the intuition of humanity at that time, without anybody teaching anything else, or rules, or prophets, was that you incarnate. That was intuitive, and it still is. More than a fifth of the world population still believes, and will continue to, in incarnation. And reincarnation is the staple. So it is not new, dear ones. I want to leave you with this. There is something here that has been unspoken this day, except in this way. I want you to understand what is around you even as you sit here, the beauty of the planet. And I want you to understand that whether you were a Hindu or a Buddhist or any of these beginning systems, the earth was always included. The elementals were always included as a partnership of life with you. Consciousness cannot exist without the partner earth, which also has consciousness of its own. We've invited you to feel it here, for this would be a place where you could see the devas and understand the elementals and feel it from the heart and know that this all went so completely wrong. Tell me one main religion today where the earth is your partner. It's been dropped completely. But if you go to an indigenous, it's there completely. This will change. I told you long ago that there would come a day when the religions of the planets would see eye to eye, and it's exactly the same thing as the Swami told you today. Those are the words. And perhaps that their prophets would not necessarily meld into one, but what they would see would be an enablement, so that they'd all exist together, so that one would point to the other and say, we understand that my God is your God, and that you have a slightly different way of worshiping in a slightly different temple, and we'll come together and celebrate it and sing the songs, and we'll see eye to eye on that. We've told you that this is coming someday. But with it, dear ones, is coming something else, a return to the understanding that the earth is your partner, and Gaia, Pachamama, is coming. The love of the earth must be part of what you believe. In a moment, you're going to walk the grounds of this place. You're going to view the temple, which is created because that's what humans like and do and have for the excitement of what you would call the enlightenment place they want to put things. It's appropriate, all of it, for now. But as you walk these grounds, I want you to see what they have done here. It's an honoring of Gaia, the things they are growing, and how they approach life is a partnership with the planet. It's not new, dear ones. It's not quaint, dear ones. It's what's coming. A return to the core truth taught in this place, even from the Star Mothers. Swami said there was very little activity here before a thousand years or so. And what he's saying is there was no human like a human today. But there was activity. Those little menahunis that hold up the temple, talk to them a little bit about who they might have been and how long they've been here and what it means in the scheme of metaphors of Lemuria. Let the tour continue in this magical place, this Hindu temple on Kauai. And so it is.